Doctors and some emergency responders have a medicine that can reverse opiate overdoses. There's a movement to make naloxone available without a prescription. 30 states and Washington, D.C. have laws or programs protecting non-medical professionals who have, give, or use naloxone without a prescription. Arizona isn't one of those states. But as KJZZ's Alexandra Olgan reports, that doesn't stop one man from doing it.
At a convenience store just north of downtown Phoenix, on a Saturday night, a white car pulls up, and Michelle Roper gets out.
She can do it, so.
In the parking lot, she receives a paper grocery bag with naloxone.
Look at it as a godsend. If I had some friends, I would have been dead right now.
Roper's talking about her friends who have overdosed on opiates. An overdose happens when too many opioids bind to receptors in the brain.
He was purple and his jaws were locked already and had to break his jaws loose.
Naloxone reverses the overdose by removing opioid molecules from receptors in the brain for a short time, in effect reversing the overdose.
The second bottle, he caught his breath and started breathing on his own.
Roper has used naloxone to save four other people in the last 6 months. Each naloxone kit she got tonight has two vials of the liquid and clean needles. The medicine is used in emergency rooms, but Roper is getting it from someone we are calling Richie.
As far as I know, the only person doing this in the county.
We aren't using his real name because what he's doing is a felony and punishable by up to 2 years in prison. Richie gets naloxone from out-of-state health groups.
People that I meet up with and train on to use naloxone, they're not really the ones that are overdosing. They are the ones that are administering and bringing people back from overdose.
He does all of this underground and has built a network of people by word of mouth.
Most of my experience is talking to folks who are saving people's lives rather than getting their lives saved.
Richie trains drug users and their families and friends. He isn't a medical professional, but has firsthand experience.
I used to use heroin for about 5 years. I started using prescription opiates first, but heroin's cheaper typically than prescription drugs. Especially if you're buying them illegally.
After getting clean, he decided he wanted to help other drug users through a method called harm reduction.
Its primary purpose is to reduce harm. It's the basis to all moving forward from there, right? So if you're not alive, then you're not going to change your life.
But some in the medical profession are skeptical of giving the medicine out to drug users.
That may make people have a false sense of confidence that they can continue using drugs or that the naloxone will save them from a one-time use, which it may not.
Dr. Michael Sutcher is the medical director at Community Bridges, a statewide nonprofit that treats drug users. He says people need to be aware of the medication's limitations.
It's not treatment for drug addiction, and it probably won't last as long as reversing the overdose as the drug that caused the overdose.
Richie says harm reduction efforts like distributing naloxone are crucial to those who may eventually seek treatment. The only state-sanctioned effort in harm reduction is in Tucson. Miguel Soto works at the syringe exchange funded by the Pima County Health Department. He says it's not technically legal, but the department has an arrangement with law enforcement.
Because they know where it is, because they know what it is, they leave us alone. That doesn't change any of the laws.
Back at the convenience store, Michelle Roper says drugs are a reality. She remembers a time when naloxone wasn't available.
Back in the day, back a long time ago, if they knew that you were gone, they wouldn't even try to work on you. They'd just throw you in the alley. And I've seen that so many times. It's just so sad.
According to the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission, in 2013, nearly 500 people died opiate-related deaths in the state. Richie hopes one day naloxone will be more readily available in Arizona, like it is in other states. Alexandra Olgan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.